The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
DJ Automatic got into a fight and injured his right hand. We're going to talk about it right now. It's Tuesday morning. What's good, everyone? Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
Stop lying to these people. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
It's the Dana Cortez Show, and you did get into a fight.
I got in a fight with my own ego is what I got in a fight.
Ooh, yeah.
So we were at this event, and they had one of those punching machines.
And, which is fun, right? And you punch, and it scores your punch and all that. And
Chris, the camera guy, was with us, and Dana was like, hey, let's go do this. And I was like, no, that's a bad idea. I don't want to go be on camera and there's like a crowd around. I was like, no, it's a horrible idea.
Stupid.
And Dana's like, come on. You know how Dana gets when she wants to do something.
Let's do it.
She'll say it over and over and scream it over and over until you're like embarrassed into doing it.
Now, did she do this activity?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
there we go. Hell yeah. Well, then now if your wife's doing it, if your wife's punching
well,
the thing.
Well, I went first and I did it and it was okay. And then I had done it. I think I did it left-handed. And then I decided that once we were all keeping score that I was really going to go for it. So I punched right through the bag and punched into the machine and bruised my hand.
And he's like, I think I broke it. I said, it's not broken. But lately you've been doing a little bit of boxing around the house.
So I don't know if I told you about this, Ann, but the other day I caught myself shadow boxing in front of my daughter's boyfriend.
Oh, well
that was embarrassing. This, the punching through the screen, the bruised hand, all that, nada. That was embarrassing.
That's embarrassing to every other person but a man.
Yeah.
Any creature but a man, that makes perfect sense too.
The thing was, it was so subconscious that I didn't even realize I was doing it in front of him. And then my daughter texts me, she's like, can you stop doing that?
Oh,
and I was like, what are you talking about?
No.
Dude, and she's like, stop shadow boxing in front of
my boyfriend. One of the funniest things I still remember to this day is when I picked up this girl to go on a date in high school, and her dad welcomed me in. The mom got up, opened the door. Dad sat on the couch the whole time and had his revolver on his lap. Yeah, dude. And he was just like, all right, what time are you going to be home? And I remember looking at him and I was like,
what time do you need her?
Mr. Durant, we don't have to leave. We can just stay right here.
Let him know. Anyway, your hand's not broken. Your ego's okay. And you really, man, you got a punch. I'll tell you that.
Well, I'll tell you this. I've scared the boyfriend.
Whatever.
Oh, there it is. Effective, dude. Effective.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National Be Heard Day. All right.
Be heard.
This is encouraging Automatic to stop listening to his ego. No, that's right. It's encouraging all the small businesses across the United States to speak up, even though they might be overlooked at times.
Support small businesses. Hey, you listen to us as supporting a small business. We're a small business. Thank you for listening.
All right. It is also National Cereal Day. Yes.
Great day.
Favorite cereal? I don't know. I have so many, but I can't.
Captain Crunch is amazing.
Well, that hurts the roof of my mouth.
Good for you, but I love it.
I keep thinking of Postostes. My nana just always had cornflakes at the house with sugar and bananas. It was so good.
Not my favorite, but
that's all we had.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch have been holding me down my whole life. But let's wrap it up on Enlarged Pancakes. It's National Flapjack Day.
What do you mean enlarged pancakes?
Well, flapjacks are typically just bigger pancakes, but flapjacks and pancakes are pretty much the same
thing. Well, then flapjacks greater than pancakes, in my opinion.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned the radio on, I was telling you a little bit earlier that the latest TikTok trend almost killed a newborn. This happened at a hospital in Miami, Florida. Pediatric nutritionist Marina Chaparro, she's a nurse there, said this baby came in with a mom who was super concerned that her baby was lethargic, even though she was a newborn baby. It's like, something's wrong with my child. She won't drink anymore. She won't eat anymore. After a series of tests, they realized that the baby had something called ketoacidosis. That's a sign of starvation.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, so it's a sign of starvation. So the mother's like, I feed my baby every 3 hours. I'm making sure she drinks almond milk.
Oh.
So on TikTok, there was this video going around that milk is bad for babies and that you should substitute it with almond milk. There was a medical professional, so he said, on TikTok that was showing the back of the almond milk carton. Look at what it has. Look at how good it is. It's filled with carbs and fats and blah, blah, blah. And the mother took the advice and nearly killed her newborn. And babies need their mother's
milk.
They
need formula. They don't just need milk, right?
To be honest, breast milk is number one.
Well, you need a competent parent is what you first need.
Pobrecita, she just looks at TikTok like a lot of us do and takes advice from there.
Don't us me into this
I don't take advice
almond milk baby. babies person. That's not, I mean, I do some dumb stuff. I do. But this is wild, bro.
And there's one of us who's preached a lot about milk on this show before.
Milk for babies is perfect. We are designed to drink from our mother's breast, not from a cow's breast, from our mother's breast. However, if you can't breastfeed or you don't or whatever, there's formula, like you said, automatic. After the age of 3, I don't know anybody hanging on their mother's breast, maybe a few people. But when you get older, if you're 25, you are sucking from the teat of a cow. It is bad for you. Mm. But of course, for babies, they
need nutrients. They need to grow. They're like, yes.
We women lactate to feed our kids. That's what we're supposed to do.
Just to be clear, though, if you feed your baby almond milk, you are starving your baby.
Of course. They okay. need the fat and hormones that we make. Our bodies are perfect, ladies. We make this milk for our babies because the hormones go to develop them in the right way. Or, you know, the formula is made to imitate what Mother Nature does as well. So here's 3 more pieces of advice from TikTok you should never take. Number 3, weight loss. Unless the person is really a doctor and you look them up and you know they're a certified health clinician, they have some type of formal training. Number 2, financial advice.
Oh, please.
Please don't do that. Accounting, financial, investing, don't do it. It's very dangerous. You once again have to do your research on whoever you're following and whatever kind of advice they're giving.
Think about it. Last year, Gary Vee had everybody investing in Bitcoin and NFTs. And
they lost their asses. Exactly. And number 1, medical, which we just proved with the newborn baby who might have died if the mother hadn't rushed her child to the hospital.
I'm going to add one. Therapist.
Well, that's medical.
Yeah,
that's
my
medical.
Sister is a therapist, and she said that TikTok is full of phony therapists that give the worst advice possible.
Well, everybody's self-diagnosing now. I have this. I saw it on TikTok. I have that. I saw it on TikTok. You have too much time in your hands. Quit watching TikTok.
Damn. Yeah, that's true, because like TikTok doesn't come. At least Instagram, they have like the fact-checking thing that you could go on.
But
yeah.
If you're going to claim some kind of like medical profession, they should have like a certain kind of check mark or something
like
that
idea.
Because anybody can get on and say, hey, I'm a therapist. I know all about your life and I can tell you what to do, and you're going to get the worst advice ever.
But it's a Chinese company and they don't care about what we Americans do. They want us to dumb ourselves down. By the way, TikTok usage is down for the first time, and it has been going down steadily for 4 months straight.
All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
According to Tiny Buddha, there's a reason that you can't keep a relationship together. There's a reason you're single and you don't want to be. I'm going to reveal everything coming up last, because this is in case you missed it. 3 stories you need to know. DJ Automatic, you go first.
In case you missed it, Target was already awesome, right?
I love Target.
Well, they just
Target, made Automatic Target.
They just made it even better. They're going to have Target drive-up windows where you can pick up and return items without actually leaving your car at all.
Hold on.
So this is more of a drive-through process, not where you like kind of pull up, park, pop your trunk,
no,
and come out.
You're going through like a drive-through window. Kind of like when you go to see the pharmacist at CVS.
All right.
This scares me because you ever seen the movie WALL-E, the Disney movie WALL-E, and the people are in the chairs because we're so big we can't move? And we don't walk anymore. What's going on? They're just...
Yeah, but you don't drive anymore. Yeah.
It so how are you like, you're I already... I still walk to the store. I walked to... Where do we walk to recently? CVS.
Dana, you're not helping your argument here.
No. We shouldn't be able to drive up and get everything. It does not
serve us
well.
Well, they say it's
going to
make things faster because it's easier for them. Well, for people who can't walk, I guess.
Well, I'm going to end up in, you know, it just scares me. So I agree. It's lazy and awesome at the same time.
Let's just get this straight. Drive-through at Target scares you, Doug?
Drive-through at everything scares me. We're getting bigger and bigger.
I remember my childhood. I miss drive-through liquor stores.
Yeah.
Like, that was sick, dude.
Hey, in some parts of the country, they still happen.
Yeah, dog.
Drive-through, fill your cup and drive on.
I'm so pro drive-through, dog. I love drive-through.
Well, there's going to be 2,000 Targets by the end of the summer. They're going to have drive-throughs.
There you go, Anthony.
There it is,
dude.
Don't
pick up a new rug.
Because what I'm getting from you right now, Dana Cortez, is a lot of self-checkout energy right now, dude. So find where you want to be, homie. Find where you want to be. And speaking of finding where you want to be, if you want to be in love, you might not want to look at American men, all right? New research done by Pew Research shows that men under the age of 30, 6 out of 10 of them are single, and research blames pornography for it.
Ooh, I saw this
you
study.
You did.
Yeah. They're in love with their right hand.
That's what's going on, and it's really impacting their want and need to go out and find a mate.
Why would you go out and find a mate when you can just take care of yourself at home?
And you don't have to deal with any of the stress. It's cheaper. There's a lot of reasons, dude.
It's really depressing, though.
This whole time I thought I didn't fit into into this category, but now that I'm thinking about it, I might.
I think this is dangerous too. What about human contact?
We're not going to get out of the car. We're not going to go on dates. We're just going to have huge right forearms.
The end of the human race is coming. This is so scary. What happened to wanting to be close to someone? In case you missed it, according to Tiny Buddha, if you're someone who wants to be in a relationship as an adult, you want to find your forever person, and you keep hooking up and you think things are going well, and all of a sudden it doesn't work out, it's probably because your parents had a bad relationship.
Oh, damn. Come
on. And unfortunately,
another thing to blame your parents for.
It's because we mimic what we know.
Tiny right? Buddha's wild.
That's what I was like. Blame your parents. No, so if you look at your parents' relationship, if it was a bit toxic or they weren't with someone, chances are you're going to have a really hard time because you didn't have a good example. So you have to read books and learn and look to positive relationships in order to learn how to be in one. That makes sense. I never had a positive relationship.
Yeah, and also, too, like the reinforcement you get from people who aren't or have not been divorced. Like my mom is like, when it comes to relationship advice, her first thing is like, leave.
She's like, exit.
Yes. She's like the worst, dude. She'll tell you too. She's like, dude, I don't care. So yeah.
What do you want me to do? All right. So if you really are set on finding love, which most of us are, hit me up. I'll share the advice. But remember, you find a good example and you mimic and learn from it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I always tip my food delivery drivers because I've heard that they look at that, right? They say, and if you tip well, I'm going to not eat your food and get your food to you fast. What if you found out your delivery driver was carrying around an 800-year-old mummified corpse?
What?
Oh, hell no.
What the
right next to your fries. A dead toe next to your fries. So a mummified corpse that's about 800 years old was found in a food delivery bag. The gentleman who was delivering food said that someone had given it to him and asked him to transport it to another city. So I'm not quite sure if this mummy was stolen.
Hold on.
What?
We did not talk about your story before I found my story that I want to talk about.
No.
And I'm talking about a 700-year-old mummy.
Oh,
well,
nice.
Wait a minute. My delivery driver sleeps with him in his bedroom.
All this mummy news got me wrapped up.
My mummy is the girlfriend to this guy from Peru.
Oh.
You're kidding.
Yes.
Nice. Get down.
I'm not kidding. I mean, no.
Huh? All these dead bodies.
Y'all want to see a dead body?
So this guy got it from his father who brought it home like a few decades ago and he was going to donate it to a museum, but the guy decided to keep it around and made it his girlfriend. And it's actually a guy mummy, but he decided to make it a girl and name it Juanita. And he keeps her in a cooler bag.
So is this like a sex change mummy story? I think it is. I think that's what we're going with right here, dude. A sex change mummy story. Beautiful, dude.
Mummies are fluid too, okay?
Leave it alone. Oh my God.
Cleopatra. No, Claudio. All right, well, from mummies to a man who wished he was a mummy or at least dead. This groom in China was getting ready to say his vows to his future wife when suddenly a group of women carrying a banner saying, "We are Shang Tsung, the bride's ex-girlfriends, and we are here to destroy him," crashed the wedding.
Did I say that right?
No, you said it was the bride's girlfriends.
Oh!
Too much fluidity in this story. I'm lost.
Damn, dude. That was a little clip I was watching last night at home. All right. No. Yeah, so the groom's ex-girlfriends crashed the wedding, and they wanted to destroy this man and all the love, but the bride's family stood up and pushed them back.
And how many of these exes were there?
Off top, I'm counting at least 6 of them.
It's kind of crazy. They teamed up like Voltron.
Good night. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Chris Rock's new special, It's All Anyone Could Talk About. We got our own take on it, though. And Michael Rapaport, who's worked with both Chris Rock and Will Smith, he was in the studio, and we're going to play a little audio of what he has to say as well about that. Deadly Dart is the best gossip, brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We all know her as Pam from The Office, but Jenna Fisher is celebrating her birthday. She's dope, right?
Yeah. Love me some Pam.
We also have Bryan Cranston celebrating his birthday, and Whoa Vicky celebrating birthday as well.
Literally the two best TV shows of all time, Breaking Bad and The Office.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, there you go. All right, so we're going to talk about Pete Davidson. He was involved in a serious car accident, and he was driving with his girlfriend, Chase Sue Wonders. and going too fast, according to police, ran into a fire hydrant, and then, because they were going so fast, flew into a home in Beverly Hills. Luckily, no one in the home or Pete and his girlfriend, neither one was injured. So we'll just kind of follow up. I'm sure he's going to pay a big fat fine.
Yeah, dude. Who's the person who let the guy from New York drive the car? That was a dumb decision.
Stupid. True story. Okay, now let's talk about Northwest, the daughter of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Super talented artist. For those of you who don't know, Kanye West is an incredible painter. He can draw and sculpt as well, learned from his stepfather. And Northwest was taught by her dad, drew a photo of Ice Spice. She's an up-and-coming artist, huge on the internet, and she saw it. She wrote on Northwest's TikTok and said, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Next thing you know, they're doing TikTok. Kim's making lunch for everybody.
Oh,
and I thought to myself, man, she got Ice Spice over there. What if, let's say, your mama could get anybody over to your house as an artist? Who would you invite? DJ Automatic.
I would go with Kanye West right now. No, why not? Bring Kanye over for some lunch. You know, no one's making him food, so I'll hang out with Kanye.
He's got a new wife.
Oh, well, okay. Well, then bring her too.
All right, now I'm going to move on. I'm going to talk about Chris Rock's new special on Netflix. Man, people are really breaking this down minute by minute. Selective outrage is what it's called. He made a lot of good points, and of course he brought up the slap that the world saw at the Oscars when Will Smith pretty much embarrassed him.
Everybody called him a bitch. They called his wife a predator. Everybody called him a bitch. Everybody. And who's he hit? Me.
I thought the special was funny, and I think people are being selectively outraged at certain parts in it, because he did say some things about Jada, he did say some things about Will that weren't nice, but if you went through the year that Chris Rock just went through, I wouldn't be nice either. I wouldn't be playing nice either. I would have had a great time roasting them too.
I agree with that, dude, and also at this point of his career and how famous he is, comedy kind of gets ruined because everybody starts to break down your jokes. Unfortunately, I opened up my Instagram and seen all these hot reviews before I even got to it, so it's kind of ruined it for me.
In my opinion, I'm glad that Chris Rock turned it around, because you said it ruined, you know, that the whole hot takes ruined the special for you. He could have let this ruin his life, and he didn't. He could have let it ruin his career, and he turned it around and turned it into a positive. He had his parents in the audience cheering him on. I think it's a good special. His mom and dad there.
My dad.
Don't bully my son.
Yeah. Who's he hit? Me.
Hey, get somebody's password and watch it on Netflix. Back with more of the show coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm going to say this. Somebody tell me what you think. Snap, crackle, pop.
Oh,
I'm thinking of Rice Krispie treats.
Okay, yeah. Both of you. Okay, well, we have food news. And Rice
Krispie.
Not even
Krispie just Rice Krispie.
I didn't even think the cereal. You said Rice Krispie treats automatic. Okay, yes, you're right. Food news is big. It's time for hottest hashtags on your Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. one half of both of you.
All right, so we do have a pretty serious hashtag to begin with. The FBI is asking for information on 4 U.S. citizens who were kidnapped after crossing the border in Matamoros, Mexico on Friday. Unidentified gunmen fired on them, according to law enforcement in San Antonio. White van is what they were driving with North Carolina license plates. Contact the FBI division or submit a tip online. The U.S. State Department has issued a level 4 do not travel advisory for citizens to Tamaulipas, citing crime and kidnapping. This is a very serious
issue. Hold on. These guys were by the border in a white van, and then they got...
They crossed the border in a white van, and then they
were
kidnapped.
Well, they were probably doing some illegal
activity.
Well,
we don't know what they were doing, DJ Automatic, but we need them back. They're citizens.
And did you say near, where is that, in like Texas area?
It's in the border of Mexico and Texas. Yeah, border. Yeah. So basically, don't go to this part in a white van.
Unless you're up to something that you shouldn't be doing.
We don't know that.
Or unless you just got a new white van for whatever reason. You don't
with California plates in Texas.
Yeah, North Carolina plates.
Oh, North Carolina? Okay, yeah.
Anyway,
I wonder what was going on.
Let's help find the citizens. That's what we need to do. Now, in food news, Rice Krispies candy eggs are here just in time for Easter.
Okay. They combine those two?
Oh my gosh, this sounds so good. You get either milk chocolate, strawberry, and marshmallow, and they have a big Rice Krispie marshmallow rabbit too.
Let me tell you something. My fat brain just combined two things that didn't even exist. Because I thought you were talking about a Rice Krispie treat and a Cadbury egg together.
No, it's not together. But now you get the Rice Krispie treat with all those flavors you want. You can get them at, you know, Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Amazon, all the grocery stores. Pick them up because they're limited time. When is Easter.
In April.
Call your mom. She knows the date. Your mom's real Catholic. She knows what's up. All right, national, because you can't get them after Easter.
Okay.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Be Heard Day, which is encouraging the 147 small businesses across the United States to speak up and be heard, even though you may be overlooked.
Well, it's important. I think we need to shop local, right? Go visit a local restaurant, a local bookstore. Those are really back, too. Those are hot on the corners. Go check
We also
them out.
Got National Flapjack Day, which flapjacks are just bigger pancakes, so we love them. More syrup for all, right?
When did someone invent a flapjack is what I want to know. When did that happen?
Ooh, now, early settlers in America
invented them. The answer.
Well, they started off in England, and they're originally known as rolled oat bars.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, but we'll get to something that we all love. Speaking of oats, it's National Cereal Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. What's your favorite cereal, DJ Automatic?
Captain Crunch, all day.
Why do you say that? Hurts the roof of my mouth. I'm just thinking about it.
Well, that's the way you feel
do
about Captain Crunch.
Do you let it get soggy?
Yeah. Do you take them on soggy, or you just eat them like gravel?
I'll take them both. I like a little pain in my game, okay? Yes,
dude. What's your favorite cereal?
I'm going to go with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Never let me down. And the best end of bowl milk there is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, because it's all cinnamony.
I don't know. Peanut butter Captain Crunch is pretty good to drink.
Oh.
You have a theme here going. Captain Crunch.
That's what I like.
Automatic. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, Dana was talking about a story where a mother was feeding her newborn baby almond milk.
Yeah.
And it had negative impacts on the baby's health, right?
Well, the baby was starving.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Dana went on to tell us other things that you should watch out for when you're on TikTok. But me, Anthony A., looking at the glass half full, I want to give you three things that I actually learned on TikTok.
Okay.
This is going to be insightful. Pretty dumb, but insightful. I'll drop you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And if you're on TikTok or any social media, I encourage you to follow me at Anthony A. Comedy. Follow at DJ Automatic. And, of course, at Dana Cortez and at Dana Cortez Show on all platforms. DJ Automatic, you're not pro TikTok like myself or Dana too much, are you?
I have a TikTok, but I don't spend a lot of time on it.
Okay, so is your algorithm just implemented by dad stuff and DJ videos?
Do you know what? For some reason, every time I get on there, it's in Spanish.
Pero.
I made that too. But I made a TikTok that was about I can't even remember what it's about, but since then it's been in Spanish.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you the TikTok about the bilingual parrot. I'll show you that later. But now to the things that I learned on TikTok and how TikTok has impacted my life for the positive. Number one, I learned that Chipotle has a quesadilla.
Oh.
All right, did not know that.
I knew that because my daughter buys them.
She learned that from TikTok.
Probably.
She spends
a lot of time on TikTok.
I love TikTok for that. Also, I learned that a banana is easier to peel from the bottom. Thank you, TikTok.
I will give you that.
Thank you, TikTok.
I did learn that from TikTok because I was always breaking off the top.
Doesn't work that way. And the final thing I learned on TikTok is where to locate where the gas cap is.
What?
On your car, right? When you're driving.
Because it points to
Like, if you don't know where your gas is, if you're renting a car, and you're like, where's the gas tank on this thing? And you're looking to pull gas, what you got to do is look where the little gas meter is, and there'll be an arrow pointing to that side. Thank you, TikTok, for showing me that.
I'm surprised you didn't know that one.
Don't be surprised, fool. You remember when me and you tried to jump a car? The jumpstart a car?
That is true. That was horrible. Neither one of us knew where the battery was.
So if you have a TikTok on how to jumpstart a Jeep Cherokee.
Jeep Grand Cherokee. What we did find out, just to save a little face here, is the battery is underneath the passenger seat.
That's what it is, dude. We need to start a new TikTok. It would be the TikTok mechanics. There you go, all right? Let us know what you're learning on social media or what you feel might be dumbing you down.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.